kicking off the new year with an attention to details and facts. Just think, what if the mainstream media did that? I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know. Number three, President Trump sent U.S. Marines to Baghdad to secure the embassy and said there would be no Benghazis on his watch. Now the siege is over, and show of force was very effective. Democrats, of course, complaining. Number two, strange happenings in Hunter Biden's paternity case in Arkansas. It seems the judge recused himself with no explanation at all. Now, why do you think that is? Maybe Hillary knows. She's from Arkansas. And number one, great news. You're here. So am I. Which was nearly impossible based on predictions of apocalypse over the years. The idea of living until 2020 was just not likely if you listen to those who are now telling you the world is being destroyed by, by you. And P.S., if you hadn't been keeping track, I have. According to AOC and her cohorts, the clock is running and now you have less than 10 years to live. Less than 10 years to live. You got things you need to get done. You're on the clock, son. You're on the clock. Let's get it done. Let's talk about some of those outrageous predictions that have been made over the years. Let's talk about that. The United States was supposed to warm 6 degrees Fahrenheit from 1990 until 2020. That, according to the Washington Post in a front page story back in 1990. It says that carbon dioxide was the gas most responsible for predictions that Earth would warm on average by 3 to 6 degrees Fahrenheit by 2020. The United States, because it occupies a large continent in higher latitudes, could warm by as much as 6 degrees Fahrenheit, the article warned. By the way, 30 years later, 2020 is here. The Earth has warmed by less than 1 degree. The United States, by less than 1 degree, roughly. A spokesman for the Union of Concerned Scientists declined to comment. Now, the latest UN IPCC report, AR5, addresses this issue about whether their models were accurate. They said, well, that was the Post report, not the UN report. The UN report, they do acknowledge, by the way, that it came in well below what they thought it would. And they say it's partly responsible of the lower warming scale is because of a volcano that erupted in 1991. In 1991, that's what changed everything. Okay, go with that. The UN now predicting a rise in temperature around the globe of 2 to 5 degrees Fahrenheit between now and the year 2100. You know, I won't be here for that one. And take this as intended. I won't sweat it. Okay, good. Oil is going to be gone. Now, we've been told about peak oil forever and ever and ever for decades. The oil, the resources are finite. They're going to wear out. They're not going to be here. You're going to be hitchhiking and you're going to have a donkey cart to get around on. Wrong? Yeah, CNN ran a headline 2003 that world oil and gas is running out. And of course, they weren't the only ones. Lots of folks ran headlines like that. The New York Times reported in 1989 that untapped pools of domestic oil are finite and dwindling. That the president of Exxon said there wouldn't be enough domestic oil left by 2020 to keep him interested. Wrong. But the doomsday predictions once again underestimated the ingenuity of America and the people that can get things done. They didn't anticipate fracking. Fracking, which is, by the way, made the United States an energy-independent nation and a net exporter of oil for the first time ever. Another part of the big boom in America is the fact that we are energy-independent. Here's another one. You remember last year, Glacier National Park, in late 2018, early 2019, started taking down the signs that the glaciers would be gone by 2020. Those signs just were quietly removed and taken care of and thrown away because they're completely inaccurate, of course. The same prediction about no glaciers remaining on Mount Kilimanjaro were made. It is now estimated that there will be no glaciers on Mount Kilimanjaro by 2020. So said Christian Lambrechts, an officer at the UN Environment Program. He said that in CNN in 2003. The Associated Press reported in 2007 that in 2001, glaciologist Lonnie Thompson predicts the snow of Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania will disappear within 20 years. So we still got a little ways to go there. We can go until 2021. But today, Kilimanjaro's glaciers are still there, according to a 2019 paper in the journal Ecology and Evolution. That includes photos of a new timetable. Most of glaciers on Kilimanjaro will most likely disappear within 25 years. Lonnie Thompson defended his prediction, said it was a bit different how the AP summarized it. My prediction was that there would be no glaciers, and that is true. Yeah, someday. What we have now are ice bodies. The definition of a glacier, of course, is ice in motion. To be ice in motion, you have to have an accumulation zone. There's been no recent accumulation. There are no glaciers on Kilimanjaro, he said. Okay. Asked about the study calling the current snow on the mountain glaciers, he said sometimes people get caught in semantics. The fact is all the glaciers in the tropics are disappearing. See, he defended it even though it's defenseless. Oh, and by the way, a billion people will starve because they missed the tech revolution. Grisly reality for virtual reality pioneer Jaron Lanier. The most heartbreaking scenario is festering in the third world, where he believes the current generation will be lost to the next techno revolution. You're going to have to somehow live while you watch a billion people starve. But from 2000 to 2020, extreme poverty continued to fall. And for the first time ever in 2019, extreme poverty fell below 10%. First time ever. Right? First time ever. The year I was born, extreme poverty in the world was over 60%. The fact of the matter is, true poverty is falling. It's falling and continues to fall. And by 2020, millions will die from climate change. Millions. Reuters ran a headline in 1997, millions will die unless climate policies change. 8 million people will die every year by 2020. And remember, back in 1970, we were told that 200 million people would die every year from famine because of ecological mistakes made by man. But of course, none of these things have ever happened. None of these things ever come to pass. No, sir. In fact, we feed more people using less ground and less energy than we ever have. Technology continues to feed more people using less land and less energy than ever. And it's not even close. The amount of food crops produced per acre in the United States has gone up almost every single year for my entire life. You think about that. How incredible that statistic truly is. You think about how incredible that statistic truly is. All right, it is 2020. My God, we're still alive. But according to AOC, we are on the clock, so doomsday is coming. But if it doesn't get here, they'll have an excuse for that. Don't worry about that. Relax. This part of the program, by the way, brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE, know your own power. And DTE also powering the Common Sense Hotline. I'm Steve Gruber. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't Make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.